known for his clear and thoughtful Dharma talks. He teaches regularly at the Buddhist Society of Western Australia and in a number of countries outside Australia, Singapore, Indonesia, and also has published a number of articles on important points of the Dharma. So, kindly treasure Achyam Brahmali as he is now very well sought after in Indonesia and Singapore. So we have to treat him very well if we want him to keep coming back. Okay? Thank you. So I pass back to Achyam Brahmali.
Okay, good. Okay. Good morning, everyone. Nice to see you all again. Very good. So we're going to have a few days of fun, right? That's the idea, yeah? In the Ajahn Brahm tradition. This is why what it means to be a disciple of Ajahn Brahm means you have fun when you go into the Dharma teaching. That's what it means. That's the kind of main aspect of it. So it's great. Very nice to be here in KL again, continuing from last year. So I see many of the faces I recognized from last time, which is very nice. So it's good to see you coming back again. It's always a bad sign, right? If one year nobody comes back, the next year it's all different faces the year afterwards. That's always a bad sign. So yeah, I have to kind of get when people get inspired, that's always a good sign. People come back year after year. That's always a nice thing. Yeah. So what we're going to do this year, we're going to do a lot of suttas. There's four sessions every day, and it's going over 8 days, right? So after a while, your head is going to be exploding with kind of information, right? So the idea here is to, as always, to enjoy what we're doing. So if you ever feel that it gets too much, or you can't really, you just feel it's too, you're always welcome not to come to any sessions you don't want to come to. If you're tired or whatever, there's no obligation. This is not like school where you have to come, right? This is otherwise it becomes too unbearable in a sense, the Dharma teaching. So come whenever you like, do whatever you want to do. That is always the best way to go about things. And when you enjoy it, that's when you take in so much more of the teachings and you enjoy it. When you enjoy things, that's when it comes on board very nicely and you understand what's going on. You think about it afterwards, it goes deep inside, and then you can practice accordingly afterwards. So the schedule here is just a kind of a guideline. So please again do as you see fit with these teachings. Otherwise, I trust probably you have given them an introduction as to everything. So you have told them what needs to be said, right? Nothing more needs to be said. Is that right? Everything is fine. Yeah. Okay. Excellent. Okay. So we're going to start off with just a little bit of meditation first of all. I'm just going to give a little bit of introduction before we start with the meditation. So just talk a little bit about it, and then we can get into the meditation very, very soon. We are already a few minutes behind schedule, but that's usually the way things go. So when it comes to meditation practice, one of the things to always remember about meditation is to recall the big picture, right? What the big picture is. Very often when you understand the big picture, all the bits and pieces tend to fall into place as a consequence of that. And the big picture of meditation is always about enjoying what you're doing. When you look at the expression, the way the Buddha expresses the psychology of meditation, how we're supposed to experience meditation practice ourselves, it is always about gladness, about happiness, about joy, about ease, about tranquility, right? All of these beautiful words, which means that you feel a sense of positivity, you feel a sense of uplift, you feel a sense of happiness in what you're doing here. And once we remember that big picture, because that is required, you have to have a sense of happiness to be able to have samadhi, and you have to have samadhi to have really deep insight. So these things all go together. So once you remember that happiness and joy and gladness is such an important part of meditation practice, all the other things tend to fall into place as a consequence. Right? So, of course, once you know that happiness is important, you know that you should not strain yourself too much. You should be reasonably comfortable, right? If you have too much pain in your legs or in your back or in your neck or in your shoulder or whatever it is, you're never really going to find that happiness because you're starting out with suffering in your practice. So make sure that when you meditate, whether it's here is quite nice because you have these beautiful chairs here. They look very, they look quite comfortable. They're comfortable, yeah? Good. That's very useful. But sometimes at home or other times you may sit on the floor. Whatever you do, if you sit on the floor, you sit on a chair, make sure that you are comfortable when you do a meditation practice. And if you have to move, if you find that your mind goes back to your body again and again because of some pain and some problem, then please move the body. Don't feel you have to kind of force yourself to sit in that posture all the time. Meditation is something that bears fruit if you do it over long, long periods of time, over the weeks, over the years, over the decades, sometimes over the lifetimes, right? You don't want to make it too many lifetimes because that's even more suffering. Make it as few as possible. So if you want to sustain the practice like that, the only way you can sustain the practice is if you enjoy it. Otherwise, you're going to give up. I remember there was one man here from KL many years ago, and he told me that he went to one meditation retreat, and he was never, ever in his entire life was he ever going to meditate again. Why? Because it was so painful, it was so stressful, he was so uptight, it was such a terrible experience. And that is what can happen if you have too many problems in a meditation practice. So start off being comfortable, so important. Once you have the comfort in the body, then we move on to the comfort of the mind itself. One of the nice principles here is that if you are comfortable, the body is usually a reflection of the mind, right? So if the body isn't comfortable, if the body isn't relaxed, it often means the mind itself is not relaxed. So just by focusing on the body, you can already go a long way by allowing yourself to feel really, really at ease. So stay with the body for quite a while before you move on to the mind afterwards. And then with the mind, it's very, very simple, really. The ideal way of meditating is just to sit back and observe and allow things to fall to peace. Things usually become peaceful all by themselves. If you just stand back, if you are a passenger and you watch what is happening in the meditation practice. So these are the very basic principles. And one of the very important things in all of this is the attitude that we have, right? You have to have a positive attitude to what is happening here. You have to feel a sense of what a wonderful thing it is to be able to come here to the BGF in good company, with good friends, you know, with all these wonderful teachings of the Buddha to support us. And when you feel a sense of uplift, a sense of positive, that attitude is what really takes you forward. If you feel negative, if you feel kind of, angry or whatever, that kind of stuff, it's going to hinder the meditation from working. So attitude is really fundamental on this path. And this is why the Buddha often talks about these things he calls the recollection of virtue, right? The sila nusati, the chaga nusati, and these kind of things. Because these are the positive mind states, the positive things that we can think about to give us that sense of uplift in the meditation practice, where we feel positive and our attitude is just right. So I'm not going to say anything more. That is just some very basic advice for you. We're going to do a couple of guided meditations every day. So I will just reinforce those basic instructions throughout the guided meditations as we do them. Hopefully that is enough to carry you through. And as always, there's going to be Q&A every day as well. So you're welcome to write down any questions that you may have. Is there a place for writing down questions, Bobby? Over here? Okay, over here. It'll be over there. Okay, very good. Okay, so that's great. Okay, so let's test it out in practice and see what happens. It's only going to be a short meditation, half an hour or so, just to get into things a little bit. Sorry? If you have one, that'd be nice, yeah. Okay, so just close your eyes. Once you close your eyes, you can feel your body very clearly, usually, because all the visual distractions are out of the way. So just feel, start off by feeling to make sure you're nice and comfortable. It's only going to be a short meditation, about half an hour or so, but still it is important to be comfortable for that half an hour. And just keep on feeling the body to make sure the body is completely relaxed. And please take as much time as you need just to finish this first stage of the meditation. Really relax the body. And the way to do that usually is just to be very patient with yourself and just to sit back and allow things to settle down. Usually when people are very busy, you get the tightness in the body. And now all you have to do is to undo that busyness by being as patient as you possibly can. make sure that you stay with the body for quite a long time, that you focus on any problems that might be there, and you have a sense of kindness and gentleness towards yourself. And as you do that, and also an idea of compassion, as you do that, you allow the body to find that ease. And where the body finds the ease, you will find that the mind also follows along. It's a skillful way of calming the mind just by focusing on the body. So have that positive mind state where you are supporting yourself and you have a kind attitude towards yourself. And as you do that, and you are patient at the same time, gradually, stage by stage, things tend to become peaceful. to get the right attitude in your meditation practice, make sure to remind yourself what a wonderful thing it is to have a jewel like the AGF Center right in the middle of the city. What a wonderful thing that is to have a place you can come, a place away from all the worldly things, a place where you can practice the very simple but profound practice of just being present in the present moment, just being aware and just enjoying the very simple meditation practice. And it is such a simple yet profound practice, because this is the pathway to all the other wisdom and peace on the Buddhist path. getting close to the end of the meditation. So as before we get to the very end, just ask yourself, look back on the meditation and see what has happened. And if you feel more peaceful now than when you started out, ask yourself why that is the case. What other perceptions that you have developed, what other things that you have let go of, and try to understand this process of meditation practice. Okay, so that's the end of the meditation, so please come out. Okay, so sit nice and comfortably.